nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
Okay, we have no appointments, announcements, or proclamations or presentations, so we will start with our public comments. Is there anybody? Councilmember Pepper.
Yes. Approval of the agenda for 11-217. Trade Council Rule 3.4, this is a time to vote on the approval of the agenda.
The standing rules require that the consent agenda come at the end. I move that the consent agenda is placed at the end after new business per Council Rule 3.12, and with that change, we approve the agenda. Do I have a second?
I'll second you, Pat.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. So it's time for public comments. Please come up to the podium and state your name and your city of residence. And limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council?
Hello, Detective Ball, Enum Claw, Washington. Just have a point to make to the politicians. A few years ago, the Supreme Court said politicians can lie, okay? And just recently, the Supreme Court decided that politicians can put their signs anywhere and everywhere. Do you know how ridiculous this town looks? By your sign, being by her sign, and by his sign, and by signs. Next to that person.
Is this? I think it's, this is inappropriate for you.
Minutes? Do I have three
it's
minutes or not?
It's inappropriate to talk about campaign practices. It's inappropriate to discuss campaign practices.
Do you not understand how ridiculous your town looks with all these signs? You go down to the triangle, that's six-year-old stuff. Okay? You think people are so stupid they're going to elect you because you have the most signs out? It's crazy. And this isn't the only town that I go through. It's out of control. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Pam?
Good evening, council and mayor. I just wanted to provide some input. Oh, Pam McCain, Black Diamond, chairman of the Planning Commission in the city of Black Diamond. Just for the public to know, the Planning Commission meeting has been canceled again in November for the Planning Commission. And our comp plan is severely overdue. And I wish somebody cared, but they don't. So I just wanted to let the public know we need to behave as a real city, and the beginning part of that process would be to implement and approve and pay for our comp plan. Thanks.
Is there anyone else? Gary? Max?
I'm Max Sampson. I ran for governor of the state of Washington. 5 years ago. And I never come to these meetings because I'm
Max, you need to say that your city that you belong to. You just said Max Sampson. You need to say what city you reside in.
Oh, I reside in Black Diamond, by the way. I've been here about 30 years. And believe it or not, politics and me are like this. But there's been a lot of changes and a lot of changes. I don't consider it the beneficial for the city. But I'm not trying to point fingers. I just know that we're better. We could be better, put it that way. And I choose to believe each one of us here is an adult. And each one of us here needs to have each other back. I wrote out a letter today. I gave it to the council members and other people have them, but what I was trying to do is show that we have a job, and that job is to serve each other, respect each other, and anybody that has taken a position to be a servant, a public servant,
It's their job to make sure everybody has a fair shake and everybody understands that they're there for them. And me being a citizen here at Black Diamond, I don't care who it is. When they come up and they talk to me and they ask me for help, I step up. I do the best I can. Now, I'm retired now, and I've taken on a lot of responsibility since I've been retired, and I'm really getting tired. Let's put it that way. So I'm trying to slow down and enjoy life. But right now I'm having problems. The thing is, I want to make sure we're in this together, that I'm not in this alone. And everybody needs to be together. And I know there's a lot of opinions around here, but there's been many times I've bit my lip because I know it was my opinion, not my responsibility. So I just want everybody to know, I just came to let you know that I care about the city, and I care about Altron, and I care about the people here, and I care about who we have on the bench, and in the police department, the fire department, everybody. And so when people need me, I'm at the same place I've been for 30 years. So thank you for listening to me, and I wish everybody a wonderful night. And if anybody wants to read my statement, they're more than welcome.
Thanks.
Howdy, my name is Chris Golden. I'm a resident of the poor city of Auburn and Port Cousins down the hill. I gave you guys a letter that discusses a project I'm working on in your city, and I'm really happy to not be a huge developer. Right? This is just Chris Golden. I'm a realtor. I'm a general contractor. And I got a couple of clients of mine who bought a house to fix up and resell. And, I mean, it was a real mess. It actually, we started working on it, and it fell down. So what my letter says, and I'll be brief, just says, requesting help with remodel project at 32424 Morgan Drive. My name is Chris Golden. I'm writing a request help with a project I'm managing in your city. I'm a managing real estate broker and a general contractor. I represent the owners of the home on 32424 Morgan Drive, who are Rick Swartz and Ron Hill. They purchased this home to fix up and then resell. Our project has been moving at a very slow pace, in part to the slow process of working with the permit department and the inspectors who come from multiple jurisdictions. My goal here is to address just three of the major concerns I have. They need help and or relief from at this time. The first item is probably the most serious. When we initially got our permit quote from you folks, from the permit department, we were told about $3,400. We made a deposit on it at that time, and when we went to pay the balance of the permit amount, it had changed from $3,400 to $13,000, sort of a $10,000 difference there. And we had been promised when we paid that deposit that was the permit amount, because that's what it was. Apparently, what happened is the permit prices went up shortly after we had paid our deposit. But we certainly didn't anticipate the $10,000 jump. Item number two, each inspector calls out more items. You know, when you're trying to do a building inspection and somebody comes along and says, hey, you have to remediate A, B, and C, you then have your checklist of A, B, and C. When a new inspector comes along and says, well, A, B, and C are now remediated, but I'm going to make a new list of D, E, and F. That's like moving the goalpost, right? And if every time we have a new inspector come to sign off on one of our home inspections, they continuously bring up new stuff. We, like, literally can't finish because the list never stays the same. And in my contracting and real estate experience, normally, you know, vendors or inspectors would say, hey, you do this, 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 then we'll sign off and we're good. Moving the goalpost on us is our second issue. The third issue is window wells in our basement. Our home had a new basement made and signed off by the city about 10 years ago. We were now told that our basement window wells are exactly 3 inches too shallow, the distance from the siding to the exterior wall of the window well.
Your time is up. If you want, we can let you finish what you're saying.
I'm very close to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not quite sure why our pre-existing basement has to have new window wells when it was signed off and approved just like 10 years ago. That's an existing structure. We didn't re-pour it or do anything different. So those are the three items I'm asking for help for. It's mentioned on the letter. You have my contact info. Thank you for your time.
Can I ask a question?
Councilmember Deedy?
Did you get a hold of the city and ask to have a meeting with the inspectors and with the department that handled all this? Did you get in to talk about all that?
I did not.
Before you came here?
It's been, communication's been a little spotty. Apparently the permit department isn't open, but like I think it's 2 days a week.
It's open 5 days a week, and it has been all year.
Oh, my bad. Well, and I'm using subcontractors underneath me, and so I haven't brought this issue to anybody. I don't know if this is the correct venue, and I apologize if it's not the right venue for it. I was just hoping to get sort of a little rescue. We've been trying to finish doing a flip house for 3 years. It's killing us.
Councilmember Edelman?
Well, I want to just give you a little bit of history, too.
Sure.
The reason that the rates on the fees went up significantly is that when the city went through a review a few years ago, what was it, May? 3 years ago we worked on that. The permit fees did not even cover the cost for the person who was doing the work to process that permit. And so based on a lot of research of surrounding cities, the rates went up. So that's what happened in your case, I'm sure. It's just the difference that if you're going to get a permit, the people applying for that permit have to pay the costs for processing the permit. And it's changed. Costs have gone up since 2007.
Yeah, I certainly
so
agree.
So that's what that one is. I would suggest that you...
And we've already paid, so...
No, I understand. But I would suggest get with the mayor and the staff and let them work it out. It's because it's an administrative issue at this point. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Bye.
Thank you.
Gary?
Okay, this is just a little Gary Davis, Black Diamond, Washington, up in the gulag up on top of Lawson Hill. Okay, basically this is just a little reminder. The reference is from the MRSC website as regards to negotiating contracts with vendors or contractors working for the city. And it's basically that the city council, an individual council person, could go before a vendor and ask questions, say, could you possibly do this? Would you be willing to do this? And after talking to them, they can go back to the council and show them the proposal changes that they've tried to get done and try to get a vote from the council, and the council may or may not agree. There's no council, no contract till the council votes. And what if the mayor or the city manager disagrees with council's decision and refuses to sign a contract? Neither the mayor nor the city manager has veto power over contracts. Any duty imposed on the mayor or manager to sign contracts, whether this duty is imposed by statute, ordinance, or resolution, is, as they call, ministerial, meaning there's no discretion not to sign. Signing a contract does not legally signify approval by the signer. So if the mayor or manager refuses to sign a contract, council could have someone other than the mayor or manager sign, such as, for example, the mayor pro tem. I felt this needed to be brought up again because of back as the last meeting or meeting just before that, the hue and cry about one of the city council approaching a vendor and basically asking if they changes could be made. And then they were going to bring that to the council, and things just kind of fell apart. Thank you for listening.
Mayor, may I?
Councilmember Deedy.
So with that being said, Gary, my issue is that one council member goes before, let's say you're a contractor, and goes to you and says, I'm representing the council, and we would like to change, make those changes. Not one time has a council member said, I'm going to go before any contractor that we have, and I'm going to ask for all these changes. Do I have the permission of the body, of the council, to go forward with that, and me to say that I am representing the council body? That's my issue. She didn't say that.
She did say that she was representing the council.
She did say that she was representing the council. I'm not going to argue with you. Yeah. So that's my issue.
Okay, that, we're not here to argue the issues.
Yeah.
Pat?
At some point.
This is public comments.
Yes.
Pat Nelson, Black Diamond. I'm glad you guys came here. You fight for the city of Black Diamond, and it's awesome. The city needs to fight for itself, and you don't have, you have subcontractors, and it's kind of going haywire. It's like having subcontractor counters, council members getting their advice from Bellevue. That's what's wrong here. We have a great town that does a good job locally. We don't need to go to Bellevue to get ideas or bring in third or fourth attorneys because it doesn't get your way the way you want it. I totally agree with you. It's an amazing town. We've got great things here. We don't need to go outside here to make it happen. And I'm just glad you guys came. Because it's an obvious point that the city has what we need. We don't have to go outside the city to make it happen. We elect officials to do a job. And if we don't have enough faith that you can get the job done, you have to go somewhere else to get your advice and get your paperwork written for you with Pepper. We should maybe do what's going to happen and lose your seat. That's fine. I'm just excited about what's coming. The future. 30 years, I'm here 15 years, half your time. That's good. You ran for governor. That's amazing. Thank you for trying. I helped O'Brien this year, and it's rough. The best part about Black Diamond is people like this guy who's trying to make a difference for our city, in our city, with the residents. People here have been elected by the Black Diamond residents to hope that you listen to Black Diamond residents about what's going on in Black Diamond. Collectively, this council doesn't take advice from Black Diamond residents. They get their advice from outside the city. And all this does is shows the integrity of where things are at. And I'm excited to see the change. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. After the council meeting on October 19th, I observed Jane Kohler speaking with Kristen Bryant, then with other citizens, and Pepper and Weber. I asked the mayor if Kohler charges for the time she spends gabbing with people after the meeting, and I was told she does, but the city is not paying her. After about 15 minutes, I exited the building, where I engaged in conversation with two other people. About 10 minutes later, Kohler exited the building with Kristen Bryant and Judy Carrier. Kohler leaned into our little group and raised her voice towards me and said, quote, no one knows when a lawsuit is going to be filed, closed quote. This was an incredibly rude action by a supposed professional attorney and an incredibly ignorant statement by the same. It astounds me that an attorney would act this way towards a citizen. Kohler's first interview after being hired was for 3 hours with Kristen Bryant. She often stands around conversing with Kristen Bryant and others, then bills the city. This explains why she would treat an actual citizen with such rude contempt. Kohler does not interact with the mayor or council members Deedee and Edelman. It is obvious that Kohler works for the Bryant branch of our city government. On October 16th, separate subject, the city received a public disclosure request from me for the M. Bremner invoices. She had been hired August 17th, 2017, and there should have been 2 invoices available. Since this request was made of Pat Pepper because she is the sole person responsible for all things Bremner. I received a response on October 31st that there were no invoices to be found. This lack of invoices means one of 2 things. Either Ann Bremner is in breach of Section 3.3 of her contract, which states she will bill monthly, or Pat Pepper illegally withheld documents from a public disclosure request. Now we know attorneys are keen on getting paid, so I doubt very much that Ann Bremner has failed to turn in any invoices. If the Bremner contract, in the Bremner contract, it was made clear in at least two locations that Pat Pepper would be in control of the
Mayor, this person, this person is attacking the council member over and over and over.
She's talking about facts.
No, she's not.
I am stating fact. It is contained.
You are making comments that are
in more than two places that you are in control of the Ann Bremner contract. It says that. That's a fact. And I request extra time. That there will, and also that there will be no outside influence over anything to do with the scope of work, the invoices, or payment. Is this perhaps...
May I please ask you two to either separate or step out in the hall? You know, we're all trying to be civil here. So let's just listen. Please.
I apologize.
I'm going to start that paragraph again. In the Bremner contract, it was made clear in at least two locations that Pat Pepper would be in control of the Bremner business and there would be no outside influence over anything to do with the scope of work, the invoices, or payment. Is this perhaps why Pepper might feel entitled to withhold public documents? I would remind Pat Pepper and the rest of the council that the legislative declaration of RCW 42.30.10 clearly puts an outside influence over everything you do, and that is us, the sovereign citizens. We do not give our public servants the right to decide what is good for us to know and what is not good for us to know. We insist on remaining informed so that we may retain control over you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address? This is public comments.
I object to your allowing this kind of attack.
It's fact. It's in the contract.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council?
I apologize. I didn't know what was going on. I was asking.
Okay. Anybody else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. The first order of business is a resolution authorizing an interlocal agreement for jail services with Yakima County. Chief Kiblinger.
Oh, yep.
I couldn't see you. I thought, did she leave?
Does anybody have any new questions since last meeting?
I don't.
Nothing's changed since last week or 2 weeks ago, has it?
Not with this contract. No.
Council Member Morgan.
I move Agenda Bill AB 17-059A, the resolution to authorize the mayor to execute a contract with Yakima County Department of Corrections for inmate housing, is removed from committee and is ready for council action. Do I have a second?
A second.
To speak to my motion, some considerations that I noticed, especially in the contract. Number one, the bed fee compared to the west side seems to be very favorable. Yakima County will provide transport. Another thing, and the third thing was no inmate shall be denied necessary health care for lack of ability to pay. Number four, there's visitation provisions for legal profession, for the legal profession, for family and for friends. Number five, the county transport of inmates remains in the city's control. And number six, the city has a right of inspection of the county's facilities along with interview rights to the city's own inmates. And I thought those were all things to recommend this contract, and I would recommend that we pass it.
You can take it out of committee and make the motion.
I did take it out of committee.
I know, but you can make the motion to accept it at the same time. You didn't make the entire motion. Read the motion.
I understand. Intentionally. I move to adopt a resolution authorizing the mayor to execute an interlocal agreement with Yakima County Department of Corrections for inmate housing.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. We still do have that other motion on the floor to remove it out of committee.
Is that a new point, though, because
we just voted on it?
Sort of.
Okay. So we have a resolution approving the second addendum to prosecution contract with Kara Murphy Richards, and we changed how many hours the court was going to be in session for next year, and so she redid her contract, and you postponed it until this meeting. So does anybody have a comment to make on the prosecution contract? Councilmember Pepper.
I move to approve Resolution AB17060A, Resolution approving second addendum to prosecution contract with Kara Murphy Richards. Do I have a second?
I'll second you, Pat.
Do we have any further discussion? Councilmember Morgan.
I have a couple things I would want to say that I especially noticed. One was the rate of $2,000 per month for two half days is going to $3,400 for two whole days. It seems to me like that's a pretty good rate. The contract scope is to get a certain body of work done, and the expanded workload of the court seems to be requiring the extended hours. And the contract has been amended to expand the contract base, as described in the Section 6 Compensation A, and the workload changes. And I noticed that it looked to me like this contract has been amended a couple of different times, once to expand the time and once to contract the time. So I would recommend passing this resolution too.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is a resolution accepting the stormwater capacity grant from the Department of Ecology. Mr. Botcher.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. I think you all are familiar with this grant, that we had a similar grant that we approved a couple years ago. This is funding from the department, from the state Department of Ecology, to assist the city with the implementation of our stormwater permit functions that are required by Department of Ecology. So this funding is $50,000 and can be used over the next 2 years.
Do you have any questions? Councilmember Pepper?
It seems like there are a lot of qualifications from the Department of Ecology on this grant, and I would move to accept Resolution AB17061, Stormwater Capacity Grant from the Department of Ecology. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Mayor Benson?
Yes.
I would like to pick up a piece of unfinished business from the last meeting. The DKS contract has been passed. However, there was an issue brought up during the 10-19-17 meeting that needs to be addressed. And at this time, I would like to ask Attorney Jane Kohler to address us about the appropriateness of an elected official, chair of the Growth Management Committee, approaching DKS.
Good evening, members of council. I think that, so someone raised the question or commented last time that it was inappropriate of Councilperson Pepper to approach DKS about the completing the comprehensive plan's transportation element. It's really important to point out that this council is the city's contract authority. That's provided in the optional municipal code at 3670A0020. So absolutely, and I think I cited that wrong. I'll have to
35.
In a minute. Yeah, so it's
35.
But anyway, while I try to think what that is, so the council, there was an AGO opinion issued in 1997 and said that part of the contract authority, its was opinion number 7, includes the right to negotiate contracts. It's not like Pat Pepper went to DKS and unilaterally signed a contract. She brought that contract to the council, and the council approved it. And the council is the contract authority. So I can't think how you would get contracts done in the city if council people, like she's the president of the council, she's the head of the growth management committee, and certainly the growth management committee is utterly, utterly concerned with having the transportation element completed. And so it was absolutely appropriate. And I think that it's just important to always remember that all of you are the contract authority. The city code just gives the mayor the slightest bit of contract authority for contracts up to $15,000. That's all, that's it. And the contract and the council is designated contract authority. And that statute, I was struggling to remember, is 35A11020. Thank you.
Mayor?
Councilmember Edelman.
Over the course of the last 22 months, parliamentary procedure has been questioned. I would like to quote something from Jurassic Parliament, Anne McFarlane, who was a registered parliamentarian. She says, "Do not invite or allow public comment or questions during council discussion on its own agenda items." I think it was inappropriate, and also I again am embarrassed, Ms. Kohler, because you came up here to speak and you weren't prepared to speak eloquently.
The next item on the agenda is a resolution authorizing the yearly addendum to Valley Communications Agreement. Chief Kiblinger.
Good evening again, Mayor, Council. What you have before you is, once again, our yearly addendum to our Valley Communications Agreement for dispatch services. As you'll see, there is an increase next year that brings us to $41.81 per call.
Councilmember Pepper?
I think this comes before us every year, and yes. I read through it again, and it's very comprehensive, and I would definitely I would like this item for first reading and to postpone it till our next council meeting.
I'll second you, Pat.
She didn't make a motion.
I would like to make a move to do that. Thank you.
So,
Councilmember Deedy.
So, before they move into their wherever they go for these meetings, can you just talk a little bit about this? Isn't a rate that the city sets.
No, the rates are determined by the owner cities of Ballycom, mm-hmm. which are Kent, Renton, Aquila, Auburn.
Like 40 other cities?
Just those owner cities.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would hope that the council would set up a meeting through the mayor with the chief of police, Chief Kiblinger, and discuss this before they go to a committee meeting or come back and still not have a decision. I mean, we've known this already. It would have been nice if somebody had gone to talk to Chief Kiblinger about this before today and suspended the rules. Councilmember Pepper, you said you knew that it was something that happens every year. So I don't understand why you couldn't just pass it. I mean, we're not going to go back. We're not going to be able to negotiate the fee. So it's a fee that is set.
Councilmember Edelman.
I would also like to know when your committee is going to meet, what time, where, and the date.
Yes, when the mayor allows us to use the council chambers, that would be a very good thing to know.
But you guys seem to have meetings and make decisions without anybody else knowing about them.
Councilmember Deedy.
So that made no sense to me that you would blame that on the mayor. If it's my committee that I was going to, you bet your butt I'd be up here telling every single one of you and everybody on this video and everybody listening to the audio where I'm going to meet, at what time, and where I'm going to have the documents ready for you to see. It's just two of you, right? I don't know. So You got to speak up and say, I'm in control, and here's where my meeting is going to be. But you guys won't do that because you don't want anybody to be there.
Thank you.
Don't we have to vote for it to go to committee? So there's a motion and a second to have it go to committee. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I have a quick question.
Councilmember Weber.
That motion was to postpone to the next meeting.
I'm sorry, to postpone.
To the next meeting.
To go to the committee.
Yes, right. Correct.
Okay. Then I'm in favor of that. Aye.
Okay. Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is a resolution conferring the mayor's appointment of municipal court judge and authorizing a judicial services agreement. This contract is with, we had interviews, we went out for selection for attorneys, and we had interviews and selected
Judges.
Oh, sorry.
An attorney.
Yeah, they are attorneys, that's true. And for a new municipal judge, and we made a selection, and so we just need confirmation of the selection, and we had to have a new contract because they're going to be spending more time here. Councilmember Pepper.
As required by standing rules of procedure, all items of new business are for first reading. This is a best practice that allows for public and council review of all items. I move this item is for first reading and postponed to the next council meeting.
And the next council meeting is the 19th, is that what it is?
No, today's the 2nd.
Oh, 16th. It's the 16th.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we have to make this appointment before December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did you get a second on that?
I'll second, Pat.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. So do we have any department reports?
Mayor, we have the consent agenda.
Oh, that's right. I do that. So convinced. Okay, so how are you going to handle the consent agenda today? Councilmember Morgan, are you raising your hand?
I am, actually.
Okay.
Are you calling on me?
Well, it would be nice if you really raised your hand so I could tell.
Okay. I'm not positive about the minutes, but I want to separate out the voucher review. And I have some vouchers I need to pull from the approval list.
Okay.
So 45-45-8 HBL, $47,045.42. I'd like to pull that one because it doesn't look to me like there is for all parts of it. There's no balance sheet included, and there is a spending cap of $150,000 on that spending, and I need to see that where we are with that spending.
That was authorized by a resolution.
I know it was authorized by a resolution. It was a resolution for $150,000. We need to know what was spent and what is left. The next one I want to pull is 45461 BHC, $15,384.50. Because there is a mayor-only contract that does not have council approval, and because the cited authority 16-1102 authorizes building services and not planning, this voucher is also not authorized to be paid. The next one is 45-49-2, a parametrics, $5,889.20. This appears to be within the, this work appears to be within the within this contract, but the mayor-only contracts that are makeup parts of this voucher are also not author are also there, and they're not authorized for payment. And the last one is 4549-3 Petit, $8,989.02. These are our mayor-only contracts, so this voucher is also not approved for payment.
So do you want to make a motion?
So I will move that we approve the rest of the checks, the rest of the vouchers for payment. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So do you want to do a motion for all three of the minutes, or are you going to separate them out too? Councilmember Morgan.
The only thing that I have here is that I noticed on October 12th, the work session minutes, they have, this rendition has Morgan excused from those, from that work session. I listened to the audios for both of those sets of minutes, and all five of us were there. So I would make the correction that there were no absences and that we were all here on the 12th for both those sets of minutes. And I think that's the only thing I saw.
Then you can make a motion and just with that exception.
So with that exception, with that exception, I'm ready to approve the rest of these minutes.
Is there a second?
Second. I'll second that, but I want to clarify that we're voting on the block, the whole block of minutes with that that change. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank mm-hmm. you. Then I
so they're listed that. As items
2, 3, and 4.
2, 3, and 4, okay.
Yes. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There are no department reports. I had a meeting with the judge, and then I met with May to review the vouchers and finalize the budget letter so that we could post the budget. Councilmember Deedy?
I met with May over the budget and then attended Make a Difference Day. So, actually, I can't remember the name of the girls.
It was the American Heritage Girls.
Yes. American Heritage Girls helped me and Brock out at the Rain Garden, which is Roberts Drive and Morgan Street, the little garden right there. So we cleaned that all up. The girls are between the ages of 8 and 12, so they spent a couple hours out there helping, got them some pizza. So they were happy, and they did a wonderful job. And if you haven't noticed, also the Lake Sawyer Church also helped clean up the post office. So if you gone to the post office and you're like, oh my goodness, this is wide open now. You don't have to try to get out of your car to miss the brush, the big bush right there. They cleaned that up. So we have tons of volunteers out at the area this last weekend. Saw people out cleaning up the side of the road off of 169. People are out at the lake, park. So thank you. If you were able to get out and volunteer, thank you. Or if you just got out and helped your neighbor with something or just made your own yard look great, thank you. It helps to keep Black Diamond a beautiful place to live.
Councilmember Morgan?
I do sort of have a little bit of a report, but I'm wondering if I might ask May Miller a few questions as the finance officer. It's my understanding, May, that the attorneys Dan Glenn and Jane Kohler have been presenting monthly invoices to the city. They're providing services pursuant to their contracts authorized and approved by the city council. I've never seen a record for a check payable to Dan Glenn. Has there been one?
No.
I have never seen a record beyond the first $6,800 that was for the work that she did for the mediation with Judge Scott for Jane Kohler either. Why haven't these individuals been paid?
They haven't been authorized.
They haven't been authorized by whom?
The mayor.
They haven't been authorized by the mayor to be paid? Okay. It besmirches the reputation of the city to fail to pay such bills. You need to pay these bills. I haven't seen a check for payment for Talmadge Fitzpatrick firm either. Has that firm been paid? But you issue checks to Kenyon Descend for services of David Linehan. As you are aware, the council has never authorized a contract for Kenyon Descend and David Linehan. Such actions subvert the contract authority of the council. Thank you, May.
Thank you, May.
I'm done.
Councilmember Edelman.
Okay, I have to say something because I find it extremely ironic when she talks about bills not being paid when she just stated, again, pulling the bills for AHBL, BHC, Parametrics, and Pertit. This happens every council meeting. So you speak it with forked tongue. So as far as what I've been doing the last couple of weeks, the Lake Surrey Community Club had an Oktoberfest, which was really fun, so I went to that. On the 22nd, along with the mayor, you didn't mention it, we were at the museum, and Carol and I counted the votes for the election of the officers of our museum, and that was a lot of fun. Tammy and the mayor and I also met with the welcome wagon lady, because we're starting to plan how are we going to welcome the new citizens coming into our town. Do we want to contract with Welcome Wagon, or do we want to do something internal? And so we're working on that issue right now. I went to the mayor's finance meeting. I went to the budget work study. Make a Difference Day, I was out on Scotch Broom Hill in the park, and it's been 5 years, and there's still Scotch Broom. I don't think it's ever totally going to go away. But it was a beautiful day. It was great to be out there. We had half a dozen people that were helping. The good ones were there. We had Park Foundation people there, so I appreciate all their help, too. And also, I want to give a shout-out, because we don't compliment the staff enough here. I had a major IT issue this last week with my city email and my city tablet, and I came and talked to Rob, and just in a matter of short period of time, he had everything all fixed. So I want to publicly thank him. I think he is a huge asset to our city. And to get that kind of a quick turnaround for just me as a council member was muchly appreciated.
Councilmember Weber.
All right. Well, since the last meeting, we had the budget work study, which I attended. Other than that, looking at the budget, we've got the preliminary budget that just came out that the mayor talked about. Is been gone through, and I didn't get a chance to do Make a Difference Day. I had to travel for my son's birthday, but I did get my yard cleaned up at least a few days before. Other than that, I don't really have a whole lot. So,
Councilmember Pepper.
Yes, I think I have one of the biggest maple trees in Mapleville in Black Diamond, and so the leaves are coming down. So my neighbors and I have made a difference so far, but there's still many bags to go. So I would like us to remember that the legislative body is a deliberative body, and we have the right to think about things and discuss things. I attended the council work study last week and requested a city administrator. The Association for Washington Cities has come out with a comment. In order for Washington State to be the best and attract the best to our 281 cities and towns, we must be strong. And I put a fact sheet out on the table. In order for Washington to be strong, cities is where Washingtonians live, all 4.7 million of us. Cities are where the state's revenues are generated. 7.5 billion in sales tax to the state general fund annually, 1.4 billion for the state school levy annually. Cities drive Washington state's economy. 69% of job generating businesses come from cities. So the Association of Washington Cities has legislative priorities that address advocacy for cities. And this year they have four things: strengthen city tools to address housing conditions in our communities, direct funds to mental health, chemical dependency, and social safety net programs. This is the kind of thing that Cheryl Hansen was talking about last time we were here. Enhance economic development tools and programs that foster business development in cities. Preserve state shared revenues with cities and increase law enforcement training funds. And 1111, if you've never been to the Auburn Veterans Day Parade, it is the 52nd annual event, and it is quite inspiring. If you've never been there, it might be worth going. It's a kind of a family event, and you can go down and see veterans from all over. Thank you.
Do we have an attorney report, Mr. Linehan?
No, Mayor.
Okay, it's now time for our second public comments. Please come up to the microphone and state your city and your name and your city, and limit your comments to 3 minutes, Pat.
Pat Nelson, Black Diamond. Hey, Brian. I love the banter back and forth we have at times, silliness online. But taking your kid out for his birthday is making a difference. And thank you for that. I love that to do that. So put anything else aside, you'd make a difference that day.
Thanks, because I spent the budget, our work study budget here, on his birthday between hurriedly opening presents and then going home and missing dinner and cake.
You didn't tell him about the cake.
I made that cake.
I get it. But honestly, you made the difference in your family, and that's all that matters.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Erica, hypocrisy doesn't seem to make sense, but you somehow find a way to reject something and complain about the same thing at the same time, and you won't pay somebody, but you want your attorney paid for. It's just hypocritical and typical, and I can't wait till Tuesday. The interesting part about the city, and I'm telling you again, we've got these awesome residents here that do awesome things that make a difference day. Between running one of my kids to one job and helping my other son get ready for a surgery, I saw him out there doing with the girls over here cleaning up, and we take care of our city. We have an amazing city. We take care of our own. It's awesome to live here. I don't know where else I'd want to be. You know, we have parents take care of this stuff. We disagree politically. That's fine. Whatever. But you're a dad. That's awesome. I commend you on that. But the rest of it is just hot pepper committees, really. It's a contract you have to approve no matter what's going to happen, or we're not going to have 911 services. And that just shows the lack of understanding of what it takes. We don't set the price, they do. And I'm not going to put our officers in jeopardy because they don't have an operator to call. And that's silly, and it just shows where you're at. The rest of you, I thank you for being here and putting up with all of us, just bashing you and putting up with all the stuff we say. And good luck in your future.
Is there anyone else? Gary?
Hello, Gary Davis, Black Diamond, and just a reminder, you've got at least one committee, city council committee meeting that should be happening before the next city council meeting. Haven't heard anything about when the council chambers will be opened up for that meeting to take place. It'd be nice if the public could know. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Max?
The children. Oh, my name is Max Sampson. The children that get Black on the bus in the morning.
Max Sampson, Black Diamond.
Oh, Max Sampson, Black Diamond. Black Diamond. The children that get on the bus in the morning. We just did a lot of remodeling in the front with all the new walkways and stuff, and they have a habit of throwing garbage on the ground, which I go out and faithfully pick up. That area and so on. If you have any suggestions on what we can do, naturally they're in the rain in the mornings and it's cold. Maybe if we could put either one of those you know, like bus places or something like that for them or something, get out of the weather a little bit or something. Just a suggestion. And maybe we could get a locked garbage can. I don't know. But something to think about. Ms. Elderman, I understand wages when it comes to permits and stuff like that when it's across the board. But if I took my car to a mechanic and he gave me a quote and I felt that quote was too high, wouldn't I take my car to another mechanic to get another quote? At this point, the way the permits are set, it's like I can only go to this mechanic, which is the City of Black Diamond, because I live in Black Diamond, which means I can't take it to Enumclaw or Auburn or anywhere else, Maple Valley, to get a quote on a building permit or something like that. So I understand your point of view that we have to pay fees to pay these debts or whatever we need to do for people to work. I totally agree. Everybody's got to eat. But we shouldn't be setting the same rates as we do in Seattle or Bellevue or some of these major cities. Because if we do that, we're turning this place into a Bellevue and a Seattle. We're still Black Diamond. And we're not rich here. Matter of fact, everything we own, we've pretty much scratched out of the dirt. And we're doing the best we can to keep it the best town we can keep it. And so it's just my suggestion. When we try to make us a better town, we need to do it with our hearts, not just with our heads. And that's all I have. Thank
you. Jennifer.
Jennifer Latham, Black Diamond. I feel compelled to just really stick up for our staff, and that you would have to send to committee ValleyCom, or that you would have the audacity to speak to Mae Miller when you know damn well what's happening. I'm appalled and disgusted, and I can't wait for Tuesday. And I can't wait for you to be gone. And I can't wait for this one to be out of our chambers.
Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. So that attorney over there is surprised that people would find it inappropriate for a council member to approach EKS to negotiate and ask the question, how can contracting in a city be done if council people can't negotiate? It's called staff, S-T-A-F-F, staff, city staff does the negotiating because they're the ones with the know-how, they're the ones with the training, they're the ones that can speak tech speak with whoever it is they're negotiating with. That's how a city does the contracting. That's how they do the negotiating. It's called staff. Now, this council has rules. You guys love your rules. You actually lay down and roll around in your process. Council rules, either section 18 or 19, specifies that a council person may not speak for the council unless the council has given consent. That is why there's an uproar over Pepper going to DKS to negotiate, because council was not asked, nor did council give consent for her to go speak for council. She thinks because she was appointed council president in 2016 gives her the right, the overreaching right, to go anywhere at any time to do this, and that is not true. That is why a lawsuit was filed without a council vote. You guys are masters of behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on around here, and the people know nothing. Even your own council member colleague, Weber, was unaware of a lawsuit being filed. That's why no one knows when a lawsuit is being filed. That's right. Nobody knows when a lawsuit is being filed. But when it's being filed against a city or an elected official, there should be a vote, a public vote, so that people know it's coming. And that didn't happen. We had a council member admit on record that he didn't know it was being filed. So, yeah, rules are different for for public bodies, for governing bodies, than they are for individuals that get sued. They're different. And you guys need to start living by your own rules that say you don't speak unless you've been authorized by the council to speak. And if you do speak and you haven't been authorized, you need to say, this is me. These are my thoughts. I don't represent the council. That's what your rules say. But you guys don't care about rules.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close public comments. We do have an executive session tonight to discuss with the labor attorney, Peter, collective bargaining pursuant to RCW 42.30.1404. And it's going to be about 45 minutes, is that correct?
That's about right, but I think it's a closed session. I think we can just adjourn the meeting.
Yes. Yep. Because, yeah, no action
just go
follow.
Into closed session and adjourn the meeting?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.